Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96. Gino D here with you, joined by Brock Olson, Chattanooga-based dating expert. Brock, we have another anonymous letter written in. She's been with her boyfriend several years. In fact, they just had a daughter, about 11 months old. But they seem to be confused on love languages. He's not as affectionate as he once was, not a gift giver. She seems to be not feeling appreciated here, not feeling loved, like we kind of touched on before we went to the break here. And it all breaks down to communication, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. Yes, you know. Anonymous, like I was saying before we went to the break, thank you so much for writing this in. It is. Gino, this is one of the most common issues I see in relationships, and one of the biggest contributors to relationships falling apart is not understanding each other's love languages. And I pointed this out at the very beginning of the submission. Anonymous, you say you don't actually know what his love languages are.
Right.
So though you're not getting your needs met, your love languages met, which sounds like you are at least tracking that physical touch and gift giving is very important. Now that stuff has fallen off. Now you're not feeling seen or validated. It also sounds like though you don't really know what his are. And what I find to be really, really important, and everybody needs to understand this, when you see your partner not giving the type of investment that they once gave you in the beginning, you need to ask yourself, am I loving this person the way they need to be loved? It's very easy for us to say, I don't feel loved, I don't feel seen, I don't feel appreciated, I don't feel validated, but are you doing the same thing? Are you possibly guilty of doing the same thing? And you know, maybe you didn't even mean to include that in there, but it was so telling. And I genuinely appreciate that small little nugget in there, not even knowing what his is. So many people are going through relationships almost on autopilot, thinking that your partner's needs are being filled or fulfilled, and they're really not. And the only time that your check engine light comes on is when you're the one not feeling it, when you're not feeling love. But very few of us have the foresight to ask our partner, is there something I could be doing to make you feel more loved more consistently, making you feel seen, making you feel validated and appreciated? Because I guarantee, Anonymous, if you're willing to have that conversation with your partner, and you know, Gino, we do talk about this, communication is everything. If you're willing to have that conversation with your partner and genuinely asking, how can I love you better? I have noticed that there's a little bit of a pattern break. You're not as affectionate as you once were. You know, the gift giving that you once did isn't as consistent. Is there something I could be doing for you to make you feel loved? Like, are you feeling like this is one-sided? Are you not motivated to show love like you once did? Is there something that I can be doing? Because everybody needs to listen to this. The only thing you can control is yourself. You can't actually control your partner. You can do your best to empathize and sympathize and understand what they're doing, but you can't actually make them do something. But the best thing you can do is try to find out why they're operating the way they are and see if you can fix things on your end. That's honestly like the best thing that you can ever do. So asking those hard questions, is there a way I can love you better? Are your emotional and physical needs being met? Is there anything that I might be missing? Am I showing up for you in this relationship the way that you need? And if you're willing to have that type of conversation, if you're willing to ask those difficult questions, you will be able to avoid the relationship pitfall that I see so many people falling into, which is just worrying about how you're feeling and never asking how your partner's feeling.
Yeah, no, I think it's sound advice. And I know some people hear love language. I think it's become kind of a cliche now, right? People use it so often. It's
sure.
Overused on websites and headlines and everything, but there is some real truth in love languages.
I mean, 100%. And listen, no matter how great things started out, if you aren't reciprocating, like reciprocation is so massive. If you guys started out and he's giving you abundance of attention, abundance of investment, and you're not reciprocating the way that he needs, like that effort's going to fall off. I don't care how attractive you are. I don't care how strong his feelings were for you in the beginning or her feelings were for you in the beginning. If you're not reciprocating the way that she needs, he needs, then like expect that effort to decline massively. And real quick, I'll say this. This particular situation where Anonymous, you were pregnant, it is so common for a woman to naturally stop investing into her partner because so much attention is being given to you. You do need a lot of attention, a lot of consideration, and his needs might just go by the wayside. And he's not going to say, hey, I'm not feeling the love because look at you. You're pregnant, like you're in a bit of a vulnerable situation. And a lot of men go 9+ months without having their needs fully met. And I don't mean physical needs. I just mean like, hey, I appreciate everything you're doing for us. I appreciate you looking out for us. I appreciate you showing up. I appreciate you being here. Like, ladies, make sure your man is feeling appreciated, because a lot of guys go a long time in relationships and not even hear that. And I kid you not, I had a client today on a coaching call say that exact same thing. And he said he was spiraling in the relationship, and his woman said, I appreciate everything you're doing. And it pulled him out of a hole. It really did.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Brock, for the advice. Thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. You out there, if you have a question that you would like Brock to tackle, now's the time to send that email and we'll get you on the air here. You can be as anonymous as you like. No names needed. All you need to do is send that email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. You can also listen to this segment and numerous others. We'll host it up at hits96.com. All the information up's up there as well. And you can also reach out to Brock, whether that be sliding into the DMs, send a message. You can go to his website, BrockOlson.com. And while you're there, make sure you check out the Mind's Eye. That is something that's very cool that Brock has developed, and people can get more info on that. So BrockOlson.com. Brock, appreciate the advice. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.